Good morning, Dr. Schneer. Dictating a 6-minute walk test on patient Lindora Johnson. This goes to Oceanside Family Medicine on 11-3-22. Mrs. Johnson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 364 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 99%, period. Diaphragm compression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, Tedesco, T-E-D-E-S-C-O. This goes to Dr. Murphy. On 11-3-22, Mr. Tedesco performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-17-22, the degree of restriction is unchanged. The patient now demonstrates some airways obstruction without bronchodilator response. The paragraph impression, moderate restriction with possible moderate obstruction versus a poor effort, period. Clinical correlation would need to be required for further assessment. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Lawrence Tedesco. This goes to Dr. Timothy Murphy. On 11-3-22, Mr. Tedesco performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 364 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 91%, period. Paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Walter Doncourt, D-O-N-C-O-U-R-T. This goes to both Dr. Newsom and to Dr. Winslow. On 11-3-22, Mr. Doncourt performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a room air saturation was 93%, period. At 2 minutes and 55 seconds, the patient paused due to a desaturation to 86% and a feeling of dizziness, period. He again was dizzy at 4 minutes and 35 seconds, but his saturation at that time was 93%, period. After walking 362 meters, his saturation was 92%, period. And paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with unsustained demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next. Pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wanda Casey. This goes to Dr. Hall. At 11-3-22, Mrs. Casey performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 3-16-22, there's been no significant change, period. Of paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Daniel Hughes. This goes to Dr. Sheetsley. On 11-3-22, Mr. Hughes performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. And there was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, the degree of airways obstruction improved without change in the restrictive component, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9-10-20, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, severe restriction and possible severe obstruction without bronchial reactivity. There seems to be a reversible component in the airways obstruction. period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kevin Small. This also goes to Dr. Sheetsleek. On 11-3-22, Mr. Small performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleash of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal without significant airways obstruction or bronchioreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-28-20, there's been improvement period in a paragraph compression. Normal study with improvement period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Catherine with a C, Bridges. On 11-3-22, Mrs. Bridges performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%. Period after walking 416 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96%. Period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. And a copy of this goes to Dr. Griffin. Next, 6-minute walk test on Mark Falk, F-A-U-L-K. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 11-3-22, Mr. Falk performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%. Period after walking 325 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 92%. Period of paragraph compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.